Our next guest is the author of the 30-Day Heart Tune-Up, 10 Years Younger, and Smart Fat. He's a fellow of the American Heart Association, the American College of Nutrition, and the American Academy of Family Physicians, and the author of a terrific new book called The Better Brain Solution, a Lifestyle and Nutrition Plan. We're pleased to be joined by Dr. Stephen Massley. Dr. Massley, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, delighted to be with you.
I absolutely love the book. I think I'm right here in the target group, having just turned one of those ages that ends in zero, and I was very interested to read some of the information in here, but also to be aware of the fact that you say memory loss is the number one health problem in America today. Why is that?
It's so expensive to take care of people. I mean, it's devastating. You know, it's not just that we lose our identity. We become a burden, and our family, loved ones, society has to take care of us. So it's the most memory loss is the most expensive disease in America, more than all of heart disease and more of all the cancers combined. So, and it's awful. But the good news is there's some really new cutting-edge information that shows us not only how to prevent memory loss, but to improve our brain function and be sharper, quicker, and more productive.
You also point out in the book that it is not tied strictly to age, that memory loss can happen with young people.
Well, I'm more and more, we're seeing people in their 30s and 40s who have brain fog. They're not as sharp. They're not as productive. They're more forgetful. And it's really related to it's the same thing that's causing this memory loss epidemic. So on one side, we're seeing younger people are losing productivity and mental sharpness. They're basically losing brain processing speed, something we can measure in a clinic. And on the other side, we're more and more people are getting dementia and memory loss than ever before. It's a younger and younger age, and the rate's supposed to double in the next 15 years, so really catastrophic.
You also,
but again, we can prevent that.
Well, yes, and as you point out in the book, too, memory loss, one of the many myths is that memory loss is a normal part of the aging process, and it is not the case.
We've been saying that for a long time. I mean, even 10 years ago in medical school, we were probably saying that. But there's several recent studies out showing that even 80-year-olds can increase the size of their brain by following a healthy lifestyle. And that all of us, the data from my clinic is the average person can increase their brain processing speed and ability to focus and pay attention by at least 25%.
Now, you've got a quiz in the book to gauge your memory function. I got a little worried because a couple of them rang true, like not being able to find my car sometimes in a parking lot or making lists to remind me of things to do. But then I did remember those things have been going on with me for about 30 years. So I'm not sure that's a sign.
Yeah,
but
yeah, right. So that's reassuring. If you said, oh, I could find anything in a haystack, I mean, and now I can't. Okay, that sounds worrisome. But memory is very different. Some people have never been good with names. So if you've never been able to remember someone's name, that doesn't mean there's anything wrong.
Well, there are five key steps to the Better Brain Solution program. Can you talk about those and why they're so important?
Well, so here in our clinic, here's what we do testing, and we look at brain processing speed, but we also measure, look at the food you eat, you know, how your nutrient intake, how you fit, do you manage your stress, and are you exposed to toxins? And we've published data showing that these are like the five pillars. These five areas predict your brain speed, your performance today, and they predict if you're going to lose memory over time. So what we've realized, and we've done randomized clinical trials and showed that the average person following our Better Brain Solution program improves their brain processing speed and focus and attention. So I know this works. And those, so they're really food, nutrient intake, fitness, stress management, and toxin avoidance. Those are the five key steps that work.
One of the things I like a lot about the book is that you suggest early on that it's not about, yes, there are some things you want to avoid, but it's also a lot about introducing these healthy foods, these foods that can help you into your diet, that's a good first step, is to make sure you're getting enough of the leafy greens and nuts and the other beneficial foods that can certainly help you out right away.
Well, you're making a really good point, because too often we tell people what they can't have, and that's hard to do. I've been doing lifestyle diet research since the early 1990s. And one thing I've learned is you get a lot better results if you tell people what they can have and they just pick, okay, I like blueberries, I like cherries, I like nuts, I like olive oil. And if they know that these are good for them, it's easy for them to add them and eat them more often. So that's really step one. You got it right. It's add 12 foods that are listed in the Better Brain Solution. I mean, you said green leafies. If you had one cup of green leafy vegetables today, like broccoli, kale, spinach, your brain's 11 years younger than if you don't, and that's a lot. Blueberries and cherries, nuts, olive oil, avocado, spices and herbs like Italian herbs, rosemary, curry spices, turmeric. I mean, all of these things literally improve your brain function, help prevent memory loss, and it's really easy to add them.
I had my annual physical with my primary care physician last week, and we talked about caffeine. And he said, where are you on that? And I said, I average maybe 3 cups of coffee a day. And he said, well, the current research, it tends to go back and forth. But he said, you're about in the wheelhouse there. And you talk about in the book how coffee, yes, tea, perhaps even better. But it's important to remember, too, that everybody handles caffeine through their metabolism a little bit differently.
You're absolutely right. So, but here's the interesting thing. These pigments, whether you have caffeine or not, having decaf tea or caffeinated tea, decaf coffee or regular coffee, they're still beneficial. So having 1 to 2 cups of decaf tea or decaf coffee still helps your brain because it's the catechin pigments that do it. But caffeine has an added benefit if you tolerate it. So for people who are caffeine tolerant, I highly encourage them to have, 1 or 2 cups of coffee or 2 or 3 cups of tea a day, but more than 4 cups of coffee a day. I mean, it's one of those, what we call J-shaped curves. A little bit is good and more is harmful. So you, just like with alcohol, one glass of red wine a day would be good for your brain. Absolutely. But a whole bottle, are you kidding? No.
No, and
coffee's the same thing. Have your 1 or 2 cups, but don't drink the whole pot.
And same thing with dark chocolate or cocoa, a little bit added in once a day, not a bad thing, but you don't need to eat the whole bag of Dove bars.
Yeah, and so, yeah, but it's, you said dark, thank you, because we're not talking milk chocolate. It should be at least 75-80% chocolate, or we wouldn't call it dark. But yes, you can have 1 or 2 ounces of dark chocolate a day, and it's good for your brain. That's another good brain-boosting food.
We're talking with Dr. Stephen Massley about the Better Brain Solution, how to sharpen cognitive function and prevent memory loss at any age. Can you give us a brief explanation for people who don't know what it's all about of finding foods with a low glycemic load?
So the number one cause for memory loss and decreased brain function is insulin. Insulin, when we eat too many refined carbs, our insulin levels go high, we become insulin resistant, and that literally shuts your brain off. So when you have a big sugar load, you get a big insulin production load to account for that, and it literally turns off. It's like you have a power surge, and it pops the breaker, and you lose power. When you have too much sugar, your brain shuts down and shuts off. So we don't want to overdo sugar and get that insulin spike. That's the number one cause of memory loss and heart disease today is people are eating too much sugar and too much refined carbs. So the glycemic load index measures how much sugar do you get with each meal. It's very useful. So step one, you got it. Add these 12 healthy foods for your brain. Step two, lower your glycemic load. So it shows people how to calculate how much sugar they get from their food so that they can avoid that huge load that turns off the brain. And it doesn't just turn off the brain. If you do it long-term, it's killing brain cells and your brain actually shrinks. So glycemic load is really an important concept, but it's easy to follow once you learn like whole wheat bread. Who would have thought that's a very high glycemic load and it's really hard on your brain? But now you know.
Another key behavior is physical exercise, which is great for all of your body, but especially for brain health and aerobic exercise. But you also point out you really need a combination of aerobic exercise and strength training.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? I think a lot of people would have, we know exercise is good for your heart, right? Aerobic is good for your heart. Everyone's heard that. I think we kind of know, yeah, when I work out, I feel sharper. I do. Yeah, I mean, people get that. But the surprise to me in the research that we published was not that aerobic exercise was good for your brain. I was kind of expecting it. But strength training was almost equally as powerful. So lifting weights and having more muscle mass, you can't do it by itself, but you got it right. The combination of aerobic plus strength training together is fabulous for your brain. It really helps with blood sugar control. It helps prevent insulin resistance, and it revs up brain speed and makes you think beautifully.
I do a pretty good job eating well and getting the exercise, but boy, this is the part that stuck with me. We were discussing it here in studio before the show, and it's the idea to unplug, recharge, and reset, and how important that is for us.
But I think you got it right. It's kind of the hardest one to do when we think about it last. Most of it, okay, yes, I should eat the right food. Yes, I should work out. But how many of us really take time to get calm each day? And we should, because, I mean, let's face it, we live in a very stressful world. The whole economy and the politics, and it's 24/7, and now we've got all these social media devices that never turn off. So I think we're really at risk for overload now more than ever before in human history. And we need to proactively take steps. I mean, like, exercise, yeah, it helps you unwind. A good night's sleep, yes. But more than that, maybe like meditation or deep prayer. Just 10 minutes a day, proactively, when you schedule and plan it, it makes you calm. And it lowers your cortisol levels. And if you don't, high levels of cortisol from stress will shrink the memory center, the hippocampus, in your brain. And we obviously don't want a shrunken brain. So I think control, that's a really good point, that we need to proactively take time for meditation or prayer every day.
Now, there are some toxins that we want to try and avoid whenever we can. What are a couple of the biggies to try and stay away from?
I mean, we all know we should avoid pesticides, right? Because they're not good for us. They cause cancer. But now we know if your pesticide level's high compared to low, you're 350% more likely to get Alzheimer's. That's a lot.
Right.
So it makes me more conscious that I should, you know, the things pesticides come from meat, dairy, and poultry. So I'm much more likely, if I'm buying poultry or something, I'm buying organic cage-free eggs, organic dairy. And for fruit and vegetables, mostly I just focus on the Dirty Dozen. You know, if it's on the Dirty Dozen list, I buy them organic. But another really common brain toxin that most of us don't think about are those nitrates, nitrosamines, in animal meat. So, they sprinkle nitrosamines on bacon and deli meats and hot dogs to extend their shelf life. I understand the economic reason for that. In the past, we thought, okay, they cause cancer. Okay, I shouldn't eat too much because I don't want to get cancer. I get it. But now they've just recently, very recently, tested this on rodents. And when they fed them bacon, it caused neurotissue damage and they got Alzheimer's.
That was also very interesting, too, because I have a tendency once in a while to use one of those non-sugar sweeteners. And you say, stay away. If you're going to have a sweetener at all, go with the natural.
Oh, yeah. Something like stevia or xylitol, erythritol is fine. But I don't recommend Nutraceut or Splenda. Maybe I'm not even supposed to mention brands. But these commercial ones have the potential to impact your microbiome, your gut, and impact your blood sugar control. So yes, I much prefer using the natural sources.
How important is it, before we let you go, to involve, and you talk about it in the book, to involve family in this too, so it's not just you out there on an island?
Well, being part of your community is an important part of stress management, and connecting with people and communicating. I think that's a really good point you're making. We are social human beings. I think that's part of our nature. It nurtures us. And I think having purpose and challenge and connection is just part of being human, and it's essential for good health.
Well, it's a wonderful book. Some great common sense advice, some interesting research that you've done as well. But I also love the recipes, some guides on how to stock your pantry and get the tools you need to make it all easier. It really is a wonderful read. The Better Brain Solution, A Lifestyle and Nutrition Plan. Dr. Stephen Massley, thank you for your work on this. And thanks so much for being with us this afternoon.
Well, thank you for having me on your show.
5 minutes to go before the top of the hour on Downtown. And it really is. It's a quick read, but it's cool. It's cool stuff. I mean, it's stuff we know, but you need to be reminded of. And then some of that information on toxins and nutrition and the importance of meditation. Check it out, The Better Brain Solution.